hundreds of jobs will be lost if European tobacco directives are introduced here. That's the DUP claim, after they expressed serious concerns about changes to how cigarettes and tobacco are packaged and sold in the UK. The EU proposals are to make the minimum pack size of roll-your-own tobacco 50 grams, costing £16, as well as abolishing packs of 10 cigarettes and introducing plain packaging on tobacco products. What's your view on this?
Well, you know, this is... I'm not a smoker, but I obviously have 1,000 people who work in my constituency in one of the most significant manufacturing plants, a tobacco manufacturing plant. And the European regulation, in my view, is nothing whatsoever to do with stopping people smoking. It's to do with regulating how packs are manufactured. And unfortunately, the consequence of this will be, and I've spoken to the trade union, I've been lobbied very, very heavily by the trade union in Gallagher's, and I've spoken with the employers down there and with the company. This will mean that the machines which they have set up in that company, which manufacture 10 packs and which manufacture 12 gram packs of roll your own tobacco, those machines, once this regulation comes into place, are made redundant. And as a result of that, 300 people lose their job in my constituency.
When?
Now, as soon as this regulation takes effect, so say for example it's passed on the 10th of December and the government says, well, from say the 1st of January 2014 or the 1st of January 2015, that will then take effect. On that date, those 300 jobs go because
overnight,
because those jobs are no longer required to run those machines. Those machines are labour-intensive machines, and so they're no longer required. And as a result of that, I mean, if you put that into comparison, say across the whole of the United Kingdom, have done some work in this, that would be the equivalent of 13,000 jobs being lost in Birmingham. Now, this is stark. And therefore, I'm saying to people who are interested in the regulation and are campaigning on anti-smoking thing, they're perfectly entitled to do that. But there's a significant job implication here because people are still going to continue to buy these products. And unfortunately,
so it's jobs v lives.
And unfortunately, they will end up buying 10 packs, menthol cigarettes and smaller packs of tobacco.
So it's jobs v lives.
Let me make the point. Smaller roll-your-own tobacco packs, they will end up buying them from the boot of paramilitary's cars. Now, there's three MEPs in Northern Ireland working on this. One of them is completely for this piece of legislation, Ms Anderson from Sinn Féin. My colleague Dan Dodds and Jim Nicholson have been campaigning very, very hard and united to try and prevent this from coming into effect. And it is no coincidence that the people are going to benefit most out of this. Our people are going to lose their jobs in my constituency, and paramilitaries who sell illegal tobacco are going to benefit considerably from this.
But
people
children,
can do their own alignment.
But children who get hooked on cigarettes and adults who are then hooked on cigarettes who develop lung cancer and other associated cancers with smoking are going to lose their lives in.
Lives lost. Well, I think that's an unfair comparison because I'll tell you this. First of all, it's unlawful to sell cigarettes to children. And anyone who is selling cigarettes to children should be dealt with by the legal authorities. And that means that there should be
better... You know what happens.
Well, I know what happens. You know what happens? They're sold out of blue bags from the back of people's cars. They're illegal cigarettes. We need to clamp down on that and stop that from happening. Because who's benefiting there? Prostitute ringmasters, paedophile ringmasters, and of course, paramilitaries. Because they're the people who are selling those things. And they need to be nailed and stopped.
But
and that's where the regulation should come in. That's where the effective law should come
in. The adults?
It shouldn't stop.
But it's your party colleague, Edwin Poots, who would be trying to discourage people from smoking.
And I try to discourage people from smoking as well. But let's look at the facts.
Even if it costs loads and jobs in Ballymena?
Listen,
you want people to stop smoking?
Ultimately, it's an adult choice. But if people look at the fact, since the banning of smoking in public places came into effect, consumption at that time was about 25% of all of the adult population of the UK smoked. Today it sits at about 24%. So there's been a change in the last 10-12 years, there's been a change of 1% for all of that regulation. So people still choose to smoke. So the issue is they will continue to buy the cigarette, they will probably buy it from foreign countries, or they will buy it illegally.
Well, not if they listen to the Health Minister, Edwin Poots.
But
not if they listen to your party colleague.
But you don't understand. Adults have a right to make a choice, and 25% of the adult population in the UK continues to smoke, irrespective of these regulations.
But marketing is very powerful.
It's like drinking. People are entitled to drink.
These cigarette companies spend millions, mm-hmm. if not hundreds of millions of pounds, on marketing their products around the world. Cigarette branding.
I haven't seen an advertisement for a cigarette on our television or in our
No, I'm talking
magazine.
About packaging. I'm talking about sophisticated packaging, and it's supposed to draw the consumer to the product, like any other product.
Well, There's no evidence for that. That's the bottom line.
So
there's,
why care then if it was to be banned? If the packaging's irrelevant, why care?
Well, the British government has said that they will look at that and they'll assess that after they've looked at what's happened in Australia. Australia's already introduced this. They're going to give it 3 or 4 years and examine it and base their decision on evidence. That's a good policy. Look at the evidence. If the evidence shows that there's a reduction, then implement it. I don't believe there will be the evidence in place, mind you.
Deborah Arnott is the Chief Executive of Action on Smoking. Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
What's your response to what MPC Junior said?
Well, some of his facts really need to be challenged. I mean, actually, smoking's fallen by a fifth since the smoke-free legislation came in, and it's below 20% for the first time, since records began. And actually, yes, you're right, it is jobs versus lives. I mean, 100,000 people die every year from smoking in the United Kingdom. 100,000, it's the biggest killer. It kills more people than the next six causes of premature death put together. And actually, he's being misled by Gallagher, and so are the trade unions. The tobacco industry said exactly the same thing the last time the EU was negotiating a tobacco products directive. They said jobs would be lost. They said BAT said a whole factory would be closed in Southampton last time round. Actually, a few years later, they did close it down, and they explained then it was to save money, and they were moving production nearer the markets that they were serving. And actually, they change their equipment on a regular basis. This is not going to lead to the closure of the factory or loss of jobs, and I think he's just being misled on that. To try to build up this sort of opinion that somehow it's just not feasible, because actually they're going to have to carry on making cigarettes. They're just going to have to make packs of 20 rather than packs of 10.
Can I just finish, and then I won't be much longer.
If they move production as a result of changes in manufacturing, that will be their decision to destroy jobs in Ballymena, and it's not down to the Tobacco Products Directive.
Okay, Deborah, could I, as a Member of Parliament for this area, actually invite you to come to the factory with me, to meet with the workers there, to meet with the trade union, and to see the problems that will be caused as a result of this regulation. This is about regulation. It's not about stopping people smoking. This is a European-based regulatory measure. And, of course, you did mention that this was tried before. In 2008, when the government decided to introduce a different EU regulation, they then stood back from implementing that. So all of the stuff about this being threatened in the past, it wasn't actually implemented in 2008. So we are starting at a very, very, we're looking at a very, very stark set of circumstances coming in December.
Would you follow up my invitation and come to the factory with me and meet workers? The last tobacco products directive in 2000 that I'm talking about. About 2008.
Well, sorry, the last one was 2008.
BAT said that it would lead to the closure of the factory in Southampton. It didn't. Subsequently, they moved production because they wanted to save money.
What about my invitation, Deborah? Would you come with me and meet with these workers and hear and see for yourself at first hand the other side of the argument? Because I'm prepared to listen to the other side of the argument and meet with health workers, as I do all the time, and meet with, as you know, I've met with you in the past and spoken to you. I'm more than happy to do that. I'm asking you to come and see the devastation that will be caused by this in ordinary lives. Remember, this is millions of pounds into the wage economy being removed in an area that would be the equivalent of losing 13,000 jobs in Birmingham. This is really serious.
I think it's disgraceful.
This matters.
For the industry to use those threats against its workers.
So will you come with me and visit my workers
very
and my constituency?
Happy to.
Well,
yes,
that's good. Let's get that arranged.
What do you think is disgraceful?
I think it's disgraceful that the company is threatening its workers with job losses.
The company hasn't said this to me. This is the trade union came to see me.
Yeah,
The company will not stand over this. The company will not comment on this. The trade union came to see me. That's just not true.
I deal with the workers,
not with the corporation, because the workers are my employer or
so
my
you don't
constituent.
So is that true, Ian? You never meet with Gallagher?
Well, I didn't say I never meet with. Of course, I meet with the employers. But the key issue, the people I talk to and people I listen to are my constituents.
Well, what have the employers told you? If you've met with them?
The employers have
they,
not.
Have they mentioned job losses to you? Have you asked them for reassurance?
They will not say that. If I say to them, will there be these jobs lost? They say we can't comment on that. They said they are business and confidence issues, and they, of course, will not divulge them to individuals. And I understand
that's
it.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
No, it's not. I understand.
You're the MP for the area. And
I understand how commerce...
won't tell you whether jobs are at risk
I understand how commerce works. They don't want to start runs. I mean, they're shareholders. They want to start runs and all those sorts of things. You know, they have to be very careful, and I understand that.
And I would be very interested to hear if the union actually wants to meet me, because I'm a Unite member, and I've actually been trying to meet with Unite at head office level for a number of years now, and they refuse to meet me to discuss it.
Can I just ask Ian, just finally, do you want Edwin Poots to succeed with his anti-smoking message, even if it does cost jobs in Ballymena?
Well, this is the really serious point. I support anti-smoking messages. I don't want my kids to smoke. I don't encourage it. I don't want to see it developing. But the key issue is that adults choose to smoke. If they choose to smoke, let's make sure the smoke product's made in Northern Ireland.
Do you encourage them not to smoke?
Of course I do. I mean, the packets say that smoking kills you.
Even if it costs jobs?
Well, the issue I'm saying is if people are going to smoke, let's make sure they smoke a product made in Northern Ireland, not a product made in Europe or in Asia.
OK. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you.
MTC Junior, thank you.